Last year, the Boston Red Sox came within a pitch of winning the American League pennant. Yankee Stadium, Game 7 of the American League Championship Series, manager Grady Little leaves his brilliant but obviously tired starter Pedro Martinez in the game. The Yankees tie the score, and the rest is history. The problem for Red Sox fans is that history repeats itself, and then the repeats go into reruns. Red Sox fans learn from history, and still they're condemned to this repetition of dashed hopes. Their team last won the World Series in 1918, and still they believe. That is the title of Paul Doyle's documentary. Doyle started out, conventionally enough, to document the Red Sox 2003 season with access to the players, the manager, the owners, and they're all in the film. But Paul Doyle shifted his focus to the fans. Fans like the man who calls into Boston sports radio shows using the moniker Angry Bill.
He has a veneer. It's that pessimistic veneer, but you see it in the film just before he goes into Game 7. You've been sitting there for an hour and a half of hearing nothing but sarcasm and negativity. Just before Game 7, he bites into it, and he believes. And it was always sitting there. He was just reluctant to show it publicly. And by Game 7, he just had to. He'd broken down so much.
He admits, I think they're going to win.
The Yankees always win. This is the most important game in the destiny and the future of the Boston Red Sox. And you know what? It's exciting and it's killing me. I've been sick all week. I haven't gone to work since Monday because I've been out sick. And I think the stress is getting to me. It's so exciting. It's about to be Game 7 in New York City. And they're taking the Yankees to the limit. And they have a swagger about them. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I think they're going to win.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. At the premiere, we're watching the film, and when he says that, there was an audible gasp in the theater, as though it was his fault. He said the cursed words.
Well, then we watch with him. We see him watching Game 7 of the American League Championship Series between the Red Sox and the Yankees as the Red Sox manager, Grady Little, leaves starting pitcher Pedro Martinez on the mound.
Come on, Pedro. Uncle Charlie, give him the curve.
He kicks a deal.
Keeping him in.
Swing and a fisted flare in shallow right center. And it's going to drop for a hit. One run scores. Here comes Matsui with a tying run. And Posada's at second. It was left uncovered. The lead has been wiped out.
Is he going to take him out now?
Grady Little rolled the dice.
Are you going to take him out now? Grady Little is going to lose his job. That's all we're going to be talking about. This is a nightmare.
That was Angry Bill talking to his television set. Grady Little did lose his job. And for Boston Red Sox fans, that was a nightmare.
It absolutely was. But for all of us fans, we've all had those moments where we, too, have been talking to our television sets. It is that, you know, that deaf ear that'll listen to us forever and ever.
When you began this movie, you had no way of knowing that the climax of the Red Sox season would be that tragic moment in Yankee Stadium when they lost Game 7.
Oh, no, we had it scripted right from the very beginning.
But, I mean, you might have done a film about the Red Sox winning their first World Series since 1918.
I think for the legacy that is the Boston Red Sox fan. Now, we're not talking about the Boston Red Sox team, but the Boston Red Sox fan, the thing that should be immortalized, if something deserves to be immortalized, is their heartache. Because that's what they're known for. That's one of the things that strikes me. If you bump into somebody who identifies them as a Red Sox fan and you're in Phoenix or you're in Los Angeles or you're in Kansas City, it tells you more about than just about their wardrobe and what jersey they're willing to wear, what ball cap they're going to wear. It tells you something about the person. I don't think that there are many teams out there where that's true.
Still, we believe the Boston Red Sox movie is about to be distributed throughout what we refer to as Red Sox Nation, the general New England area where Red Sox fans are mostly to be found. You're talking to me from New York. Are you a Red Sox fan yourself?
I'm squarely on the bandwagon, born and raised and to this day a Met fan. You're not going to trap me as a Yankee fan. But it always came up everybody we met up there, whether it was clubhouse personnel or the fans we dealt with across the way, you're from New York, and you'd get this kind of odd look, this non-trusting look, and you had to throw in the qualifier, but I'm not a Yankee fan.
Mr. Doyle, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Paul Doyle, director and editor of Still We Believe, the Boston Red Sox movie, opening in various parts of Red Sox Nation over the coming weeks.